How'd you get Dorothy Norwood to join you on God Specializes?
Well, Dorothy Norwood and I are good friends. She believes in my ministry and she wants to sew. And actually, I've been on hers as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more songs. Forever Praise. Tell us about that.
Okay, see, Forever Praise is more kind of a Christian style. One of the intents for me, is no matter what the musical content is, my concern is the word content, that it has to be biblically sound and that it goes with the Bible. And so we did this song. Johnny wrote it. You may know him. He plays the guitar and he sings, Johnny Williams.
Okay.
Johnny Williams and I wrote this song together. This is a good praise and worship song. We're excited about it. You know, it was a great song.
How about I Believe?
Okay, I Believe. I wrote that one. I wrote that because sometimes when you listen to gospel music now, they say Jesus. Some of them don't say Jesus. They may be talking about Jesus. So I just wanted to stand firm on what I believe.
Did you write the Corinthian song?
V. Michael McKay wrote the Corinthian song.
Okay. Tell us about the Corinthian song.
Oh, man. The Corinthian song, for me, is a song of hope. It's a song of encouragement. It's a song, you know, to help you remember when you may be troubled, but you're not in distress. You're perplexed, but you're not in despair. And then it reminds us of who we are in God. We are vessels full of power, so we don't have to stand for anything. Right now I'm going through a situation at home where one of our 13-year-old boys played football at his school, went to play football out on the in the street after football, and they had a fight. But from that fight, he was sentenced to a month in jail and 2 months probation.
Wow.
I mean, 2 years probation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to instill in him at a young age who he is, because now he's got to walk through some things, you know, because we got to get justice on that horizon. But as we're making way for justice, you know, he has to realize who he is. So whatever situation he's in, look, I'm a vessel full of power. They can't hold me down. They can't. So we have to know who we are. And so that was my reason for that song, is, you know, that we would understand who we are in God and walk in it.
You know, folks are still singing Oh, How Precious on Sunday mornings. Two-part question. How does that make you feel? And would you like folks to be doing the same with Give Him Glory?
Well, I tell you what, I'm honored that God would use me to get this song out to the country. And yes, I would like them to do the same thing with Give Him Praise.
Who is Kathy Taylor?
Kathy Taylor is a girl brought up in Sunnyside, which is a low-income area in our town, that God saw and he knew at birth that he wanted her to carry his message of hope and the word of the Lord to the nations. And I'm just trying to walk it out.
Why do a live project as opposed to being in the studio?
Well, you know, that's really just optional. Before, I did a lot of live projects because I wanted the audience to be involved, and it kind of helped charge me going and bless the Lord. But actually, my next CD, I'm hoping to do it in the studio. So it's just, that's just basically preference.
As we wrap things up, social media is so prominent today. How can your fans find you on social media?
You can find me at Kathy Taylor Live. It's KathyTaylorLive.com as well. And my Facebook name, Twitter name, Instagram name is Kathy Taylor Live.
Kathy, it has been a pleasure. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us on the Gospel Spotlight. And may God continue to bless you, your ministry, and Kathy Taylor Live, the worship experience.
Thank you so much. And I just thank you so much for having me. And listen, may the favor of God surround you like a shield, and may his presence overtake you.
and I accept that. Thank you very much. It's our guest, Kathy Taylor. Don't forget, it's Kathy Taylor Live, the worship experience. Go out and get it. Kathy Taylor, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.